Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
We've had this happen in our office. I'm sure you've had it happen in your office. Now it's happening at TJ's house. I'm talking about stank food. It's your B Morning Coffee Club, WBEE, TJ, Hope, and Billy.
Right out of the gate, I just want to apologize. And I'm sure whoever he or she is that delivers my mail went right back to the post office and told all of their coworkers how stinky their truck was yesterday. I cannot believe my in-laws mailed leeks in an envelope to our house.
Wait. Stop right there. Hold on. Before you move on, in an envelope, you're talking about a plastic thing that contains smells and...
A manila envelope.
No, just a regular envelope.
Yes.
With a wild onion, also known as a leek in it.
Several. There had to be probably 20 in there. Still had the leaves on them, which makes them extra stinky. So my father-in-law knows that Liam loves leeks. He's always loved leeks. They usually go and they, you know, dig them up. And then Liam stinks for a week, just like everybody who eats leeks. But and they're good for you. That's great. So something in his head says, you know what? I'm going to get these to Liam. Last Thursday decides to take these to the post office, shove them in this envelope, and ship them off up here to Rochester to us. We did not get those until yesterday.
Oh.
Meaning, everywhere along the way, this thing stunk. And I'm wondering if the stinky stuff has to get, like, scanned a few extra times. Maybe because, like, maybe that's why it took so long to get to us. But I was like, oh my, I opened up that mailbox and I almost fell over.
It was that strong.
I was like, oh my gosh, it's leeks. Have you ever smelled a leak when it's been in something for a long period of time?
I've never smelled a leak,
it's
period.
So bad. It's very powerful. So bad. Oh my gosh. Like when my husband, it's been a couple of years, but he'd put them in the sink and clean them and everything. My whole house, I was like, don't do that in the house. It smells so bad. It's so potent. And I can't believe that that envelope got from Almond to up here and how long it took and how stinky it was.
Imagine
I feel so bad.
The other trucks that it encountered in the route from there to here, the storage facility probably in Henrietta stinks because
yes.
of that.
Yes. I guarantee there's a stench that has followed this package all the way from the southern tier to up here in the last several days. And I just want to say, I apologize. It was not our idea. Steve's so worried that the mailman's mad at us.
Maybe you guys could
put a gift in there.
Yeah.
Like, oh, dear mailman.
I'm so sorry about the stench.
Maybe a little can of Febreze in the mailbox.
Oh my God. Like a little gift card.
Or some kind of anti-stink device.
Like a little Bath and Body Works gift card. Like, feel free. Please go get something on us.
Stanky stuff in the mail.
Woo.
That's what we're talking about this morning. It's the B Morning Coffee Club. TJ Hope, I'm Billy here on WBEE. So TJ's in-laws mailed leeks to the house the other day. And I was trying to remember if I had gotten anything like that comparable to that. It didn't stink, but it was gross when I opened it. Somebody sent me a steak. They mailed it on a Thursday. It was supposed to come here to the radio station. It didn't get here until after I had left. So it sat here Thursday. Friday, it was like one of those weird holidays. We weren't back in the office until Tuesday. So the fact that it didn't get opened, it was in a styrofoam container with dry ice, which should give you like 3 days of that to just sit there, and you're still frozen solid when you open that thing up. So Thursday, Friday, it probably got mailed on Wednesday, if you think about that, because if it got overnighted, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, I opened it on Tuesday, 6 days, 7 days later. Oh. It looked like a crime scene. There was no note in it. It was just a bloody thing. It was supposed to be
a funky bloody
stink. It was disgusting. And it stank when you opened it. Oh. But you know, it was contained in styrofoam, so I didn't know what it was. Right. We get weird random stuff here at the station all the time. I was like, is this like a horsehead thing?
Right.
You know, did like I just make fishes. Somebody angry? Yeah.
Oh my gosh. You know, they could have just mailed the steak. I don't know if a steak is one of the things.
Send you can a coupon.
You can just
get it local.
Right. But, you know, there are random things that you can get in the mail that you didn't realize. I ended up down a rabbit hole because first I wanted to see if it was even legal that I was mailed wild leeks. Much like, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, maybe we could have gotten in trouble for that.
And the list that you're about to read is stuff that you could just stick a label on, right? You don't have to wrap it, stick it in an envelope.
You have to actually put it into another container. You can just mail it with postage.
All right.
Like a coconut. Did you know the USPS, I should say, views a coconut as a self-contained unit? So you can just put your postage on there and write it. Right on there, and it'll go. A potato? You can just mail someone a random potato. Oh,
I've seen those on TikTok where it's on like potato mail. Potato, they'll like put a message on the potato for you.
Like, get off the couch or something like that.
Hey-o.
Like a couch. A flip-flop? And you said you've seen these.
So it's like an urban myth. I used to sell jewelry. I was in a direct sales company, and they're like,
anything you haven't done for a living? Oh my God.
How many jobs do you have?
Worked at the Treasury, given tours. You are an onion to me. Every day we get a new layer.
Excessive amount of jobs.
My goodness.
Excessive. When you work four jobs at a time throughout college.
I'm sorry, I interrupted you. You were selling jewelry.
And they were talking about how, like, to advertise, you could just mail a flip-flop.
Yes.
And I was like, I'm not doing that to my post office people. There's no way. But yeah, you just, like, if you look at a flip-flop like an envelope, you just address it, and then you could put a message on the opposite side. It's crazy.
Maybe if you're on vacation, like, hi, welcome
instead
from
of a
Cancun.
Postcard.
Wish you were here.
I wonder if this will happen here. It's a B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. TJ Hope and Billy, we're talking about baby names.
Yeah, and New Zealand has banned 71 baby names.
That's a lot.
In the last year.
What do you mean they banned them? Nobody else in New Zealand can name their kids?
I guess you have to send for approval, like when you're filling out the birth certificate, send it, and the government either accepts it or puts a big old red stamp, goes, denied! Can't name your kid that.
It's almost like license plates, where they look at it like, no, we don't like that. No fun for you.
Or there's already too many of those.
A lot of them are related to royalty.
That does make sense.
Prince, princess, crown, queen, king. But then you also can't spell it like a different way, like spelling princess with a Y or king with a Y does not bypass it.
Why is Fanny on the list?
Because that is slang for something in New Zealand.
Something we don't know about. Yeah.
Like butt?
Yeah. Okay. ICE?
Apparently, there's also laws in the States, which the first thing I thought of when I read this headline was, that would never happen in the United States. Well, apparently, in Arizona, there's a character limit. You can't have more than 45 characters for your first name, for your middle, or your last.
Sounds like our new passwords that we have to come up with here.
Oh, I know.
Every month, we have to change our passwords. And now it went from like you have to have a capital in this, and
it went
it's
from
gotta be a minimum
to a passphrase. Yeah.
With lots and lots of letters in it.
Also, so, in the United States, you can't name your child Santa Claus. Huh. At least in California.
Oh my God.
Hell, at least in California. Well,
not even if you spell it differently. Santa Claus.
Yeah, full list of names. I was kind of bummed. Duke was on here. I was like,
well, that's a royal term.
Yeah.
I can understand that one because that could mess with things, especially in a country where they don't have the royal family there anymore, do they? Like Canada for a while had the queen on the dollar bill right up there, and I don't know if that's still a thing.
That is so bizarre. I had no idea that you weren't allowed to name certain names. But we have so many of the same names. We have, like, my kid has a million Liams.
Oh, there's
in his
a zillion Aidens.
And so honestly, it's not like we're being that creative.
Right. We just like the name, and we didn't even research it when we gave it to him.
Same
like,
with us.
There was like two other ones in the nursery at the same time. Kind of shocked that we banned baby names here in the States. We were just making fun of New Zealand for doing it. Mm-hmm. And then we went down the rabbit hole. There's a bunch of them. We'll talk about that in a moment. It's the Be Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. Billy, TJ, Hope coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Your chance to win Theo Vaughn tickets. 8 o'clock hour, we have third row Guitars and Stars tickets. So that's all coming up.
Yeah, I found a site called usbirthcertificates.com. that says, you know, parents in the U.S. have quite a lot of freedom when it comes to naming their children. However, some names are just banned across the country, okay? It's to stop people from choosing offensive or, quote, confusing names. Trademarks of any kind are also not permitted. Meaning, their example on this website says, you cannot name your child Nutella.
The fact that somebody had to make that a rule... it's crazy to me.
Like, what if I want to fight to name my kid Nutella?
So I'm never going to hear my neighbors like, Pepsi, Coca-Cola, right, time for dinner.
Get in here, Oreos. You crazy Oreo. No, you won't, because it's not
What was
allowed.
The other one? Santa?
Can't name him Santa.
No Santa.
No, it says also prohibited Jesus Christ. You can't name them that. Yeah, so states have different... Also, states have different naming rules and restrictions, like apostrophes and hyphens and spaces and stuff like that. So I was like, okay, really? I don't care about any other state but New York State, the one I'm living in. So let's check that out. It says first and middle names have a maximum length of 30 characters each. The last name cannot exceed 40 characters. And numbers and symbols are forbidden.
No at signs to replace AT.
Correct. So no Nutella and no at. And no emojis.
Somebody on the text line says, my son plays baseball with a child named Absid, spelled A-B apostrophe C-D-E.
Wow. A-B-C-D. That took me way too long to get, by the way. I was like, wait, what a bizarre name. Oh, it's the alphabet.
Remember Elon had a...
Like exclamation point or like an X?
I don't even know. I'm looking at it and I don't know. It's X and then an A and an E, but the A and the E share one part.
Right.
So how do you say that?
You're asking me?
No idea.